John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I gotta be honest, these types of stories are my favorite. I want to walk you all through the political journey of famous YouTuber and live streamer Sneeko. On screen now, you can see Sneeko with a MAGA hat on the right, gifting another dude a MAGA hat in Trump Tower right before the 2024 election. Now, Sneeko has gone through quite an interesting political evolution online. He used to just make these normal videos and be quite a normal dude. I used to watch him when I was a teenager. He would say, gay people should be able to get married if they want to. Who really cares? He was live and let live. But over the past few years, he got sucked down this right-wing rabbit hole so far that he was hanging out with Andrew Tate, hanging out with Nick Fuentes. But either way, 1 year later, after this insane evolution, he went from standing in Trump Tower giving MAGA hats to being on a podcast saying, yeah, Trump has utterly failed. Everything Trump has done has been absolutely absurd. You know, let's lay the groundwork and start with this clip right here.
Yeah, sure. I haven't taken one yet. I just saw you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wait, your head looks kind of empty.
It's empty.
I need some. Is it? I think I need a night shoe. There we go.
Trump 2024.
That was great.
Thank you so much.
That was great on you.
Appreciate that.
This dude is legit campaigning for Trump in Trump Tower in front of tens of thousands of people online, trying to make America great again seem like a cool movement. And now he very much so realizes it's not that cool. I want to play this clip, but just know, Trump has barely even shown his face over the past week. He talks about the Epstein files, Sneeko, in this clip. We can't even ask the President of the United States about the Epstein files, about the deportations, about any of this, because this dude won't show his face. Just keep this in mind throughout this entire video. We still don't have a single verifiable video or picture of Trump, quote-unquote, playing golf over the weekend, and he hasn't said a word to a camera in almost a week. They tried to post photos of him, but we traced the photos back to weeks ago. This is a record for Trump. All the while, the Trump social media is pushing out old pictures and weird, totally not Trump-written posts. Sneeko is mad about a few things. It's the lack of transparency and the lying. Trump lied and said he would end wars and not start any new wars, yet a few things have happened. We struck Iran. At the same time, can I just point out, the U.S. is currently mobilizing U.S. forces near Venezuela. This reads, the U.S. has deployed military forces to the Caribbean in an operation said to target Latin America drug cartels. Which, you know, I hate drug cartels as well, but why are we mobilizing the military when the president can't even take questions about this whatsoever? This was him on Labor Day. Let's back up and watch this Sneeko clip right here.
Have you lost a lot of faith in Trump?
Lost all faith in Trump.
All faith.
The guy's clearly the child on Epstein Island or something. There's just like, it's embarrassing.
Wow.
It's embarrassing. Trump said word for word, if you want the Epstein files still, I don't want your support. If you still want to see... And that he doesn't understand that that's the whole reason that we voted for Trump in 2016. That's the whole reason we supported him and we were part of it, because he wanted to drain the swamp. He was the outsider. Yeah. And now him basically submitting to this Epstein list, that's him becoming the swamp. That's the best embodiment of the swamp, of DC, of the corrupt system. So I think he alienated his support base, but he doesn't really care anymore because he doesn't need to get reelected. He can't get reelected again. He doesn't need to keep campaigning. After this, he's just going to retire and golf all day.
Ideally, there's more to the clip, but we hope he retires and golfs all day. Let me just remind you what Sneeko's referring to when he says that Trump said he doesn't want your support if you want the Epstein list released. Back in July, when this was blowing up once again due to Elon Musk, Trump was just melting down. The radical left Democrats have hit pay dirt. He says it's all they have. They are no good at governing, no good at policy. Also, unlike Republicans, they stick together. Republicans have fallen for this bullshit hook, line, and sinker. He then says, let these weaklings continue forward and do the Democrats' work. Don't even think about talking about our incredible success, because I don't want their support anymore. Thank you for your attention to this matter. So remember, Trump supporters were turning on him, 100% the dumbest PR move of the Trump admin. Now, a lot of these people, I'm sure, immediately went back and supported Trump, but at the very least, what we were hoping for is the creation of less dogmatic supporters all around. And that's what it seems like has happened. Sneeko right here has a massive audience, and he was a dogmatic Trump supporter for a while, but now he's saying, dude, he's striking Iran, he won't release the Epstein files. This was filmed before the health cover-up, but to continue.
McDonald's and Netanyahu. Well, I've lost all faith after he bombed Iran because he campaigned on no new wars.
Yeah, he did.
And he went back on most of what he said. Nothing's really changed so far. A major reason that I was partly a little excited, I obviously didn't want Kamala Harris. I think things would have been very similar in Gaza. But
that's just not true. Things would not have been similar in Gaza. Donald Trump is posting AI videos of the Gaza Strip being named the Trump Strip. Donald Trump has a plan. The plan on screen is being passed around the Trump admin. It's just AI photos. Kamala Harris would not have done this. You can critique her, say she's imperfect, say she could be better on Gaza, but you cannot say she would have been the same as Trump.
I thought there might have been some reduction on censorship. But he didn't, you know, he didn't stand up for any of his original supporters, anybody who was there.
I think there was on YouTube. TikTok, definitely not. I got banned on TikTok. But I think there was a reduction on YouTube in censorship.
I have yet to see that. You know,
I used to get strikes all the time. Now I haven't gotten any since Trump's been...
All right, Donald Trump is not controlling the censorship on YouTube. But what is happening is Donald Trump is banning the ability to burn the flag, which is a First Amendment right. He is trying to criminalize that. You know, I talked to this dude on the right. I went on his podcast. Let me play a clip from when I fact-checked.
As a capitalist and as an entrepreneur, DEI never made sense to me. When I think of DEI, I think of just hiring certain ethnicities to fill the job position.
Here's the question. If there's a talent pool of a bunch of very highly specialized people, and you have two people, they both have the exact same qualifications, but one of them grew up in a worse family, like they had a worse family life. Do you think it's okay to hire the person who had a worse off life? That's a form of DEI.
Oh, is it? If they came from not as rich of a background, basically?
Yeah, like it's not even just diversity in race or more women in the workplace. It's a diversity in lived experiences. So you want people from all different types of backgrounds, even if it's a white dude who had a less privileged life growing up.
Yeah.
And then a white dude who was super rich growing up. DEI would still be picking the white dude who was less privileged.
DEI is essentially just opening up the application pool so people of all lived experiences, all backgrounds, have the ability to apply for jobs. It's as simple as that. And Trump supporters, I'm not talking about this guy in particular, but Trump supporters oftentimes don't understand the fundamentals of what they're talking about. And really quickly, the Medicare and Medicaid industries are hard to navigate. Trump promised that he would not cut either. Yet that's one of the first things that Republicans targeted when they got into power. That's why I fully recommend Chapter. The call is entirely free, and the last time I recommended Chapter, someone commented, "Thank you for recommending Chapter. I'll be turning 65 next year, so I called them and found out that I don't have to sign up for Medicare until my husband retires because he has health insurance throughout his job." So listen, the call is free. The advice is unbiased. They just tell you what you need to know about Medicare. You can call the number on screen, 706-312-8635, or click the link below. Thank you to Chapter for making these videos possible, and thank you to you all.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.